on a Monday, you then know that it is officially Coining It on 5 with Nicolette Mashile. And I am so excited because I get to ask some questions that we all need to know about, actually, but something that I feel like is going to help us out so much in terms of understanding what is going on right now. Nicolette, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you, Zanele?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for always making time for us in your busy schedule. You like always out and about and doing the most and presenting a television show and then doing this and it's a lot. And this is why I'm so grateful that we get to have you every single Monday. Nicolette, I want to please jump right into it, just so we don't take too much of your time. This thing of property, right? Yep. I feel like it's something that's spoken about ad nauseum and all of the time and everything in between. But I feel like right now it's a really big conversation to have because people are talking about the fact that it is a buyer's market. Please, may I ask you, as our financial bunny, what is a buyer's market?
So basically, a buyer's market is literally centered around this idea of supply and demand within the property space, right? So when you are finding yourself in a situation where there is more supply than actual demand, it means that the people that are actually going to be buying, who are the actual demand, kind of have, you know, a little bit of leveraging power and an advantage to kind of change the prices or influence what the price will be of those properties. So when there is quite a huge supply, it means that it's a buyer's market. They as the buyer, the demand, they actually get to influence quite a lot in terms of how the property is actually going to be sold, how much, you know. So it's almost like, and I want you to imagine when you are in, I think it's, what street is it? Small street in Johannesburg CBD,
yes,
where you will find different, like maybe five people all selling maybe socks. They all have socks. Now, as the buyer, you're walking down and you get to choose who you buy from. You get to negotiate the price simply because the supply of the property or the supply of socks is higher than the demand, the people that actually are looking to buy property.
Okay, and I love that example. This is why I love chatting to you, Nicolette, because you really break it down for us so that we can all just understand what's going on. Because like I say, I'm there at Bryce and people are like, buyer's market, buy. I'm like, what's that? What does it actually mean? So I'm so glad now that I have a really dope way to just like break it down. But in terms of what you've just said, with the supply being a whole lot more than what's happening in terms of the demand side, does that then mean that all of us who are able to and see ourselves fit should be getting all our money together to buy some property?
Look, it's a yes and a no. I think it's definitely a no because you're not going to put yourself under pressure now to go and buy because it's a buyer's market, right? We don't do things just willy-nilly because it is a great, the conditions of the market are good for you to actually buy. We need to plan. Every single one of us need to plan. If you were going to buy, if you had a plan to actually buy, you are at an advantage and actually you're very lucky because you're finding yourself in a situation where it is a buyer's market. But if you never had any plan to actually buy, it's not a good idea now to take all your eggs and put them in this one basket, which is property, because ultimately you're not going to reach any goal because you never had a goal to begin with. However, again, we always talk about in a financial crisis, it is an opportunity for others, right? So there are those people who may have that money that is sitting around. They didn't really know what to do with it and they're getting a good deal. So what we speak about is if it is a buyer's market and you're finding yourself buying property below its actual value, so below its real intrinsic value, then you are getting a good deal after all. So let's say, for instance, you're walking around and you stumble on a property and the property is going at 600,000 rand for a two-bedroom. When you go to the companies like Lightstone Properties, or you check on your banking app and you check for what is the market price of this property, and you find that this property actually it's valued at maybe 800,000 and its market price is actually 900,000 rand, and you are getting it at 600,000 rand. If you do have the money, it is a good time to buy, right? So ultimately, the market conditions may be great, but it doesn't mean you buy. I always say, I use an example of a sale. If you walk into Sports Scene, for instance, and Sports Scene is selling the Nike, and I'm so sorry for the brands, I just realized now, for all these brands, they're selling a pair of sneakers, for instance, at they're selling it at 400 rand, right? However, it's a size 2, and you're not a size 2. You're not going to buy it because it's on sale. The reality is you are not a size 2. You're buying something that you don't need. maybe that example is not really a good fit. But let's say it is your size. However, you didn't plan to buy those that pair of sneakers. You're not going to buy just because it's on sale. So I think it's one of those things that we've got to keep in mind. And let's remember that unlike any other purchase, property is very different because a lot of us will finance property and will finance it over a period of time, which then means you've got to keep in mind that the interest rate may change over the next couple of years. And unfortunately, most banks do not give a fixed interest rate on properties, especially over the 20-year period. So you may find that, yes, you may go in well when you are buying now and you may get a good deal. You may get a low an interest rate that works out for you. But then the interest rates get changed or the interest rates get increased by the monetary policy committee. And then all of a sudden you're finding yourself having to now pay in an additional 2,000 rand over and above what you were paying when you got the property. So it's a long-term goal. You've got to sit and think about it. And then the last thing people need to always factor in is the fact that does the installment that you're going to pay, if you're going to be financing, does it fit in with your finances, with your increase every single year? Because you may find that, yes, it is a buyer's market, it's a great time to buy, you may get a bond approval, but you actually can't afford that installment, that monthly installment every single month. So you've got to kind of think about all of these variables and see if they fit. That's why I say it is a buyer's market for the person who actually plans to buy. It's not a buyer's market for all of us.
Okay, so Nicolette, I always feel like whenever we chat to you, I walk away feeling like a little bit of an adult because I'm just like, yeah, guys, did you know that in a buyer's market, you mustn't always just buy? Thank you so much for all of these nuggets you always leave us with. I'm so excited for us to get even deeper into this. I feel like that was a beautiful introductory way for us to just start off. And thank you so much, Nicolette. I also feel as though so many people were sort of feeling like the pressure is there. Like, let's buy just because we can. And now that you're putting it into perspective, I'm just like, okay, maybe we should all just be thinking twice a little bit. You're incredible, Nicolette. Thank you so, so much. And we'll see you again next week. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Zanele, and to your listeners.
Cheers. Her name is Nicolette Mashile. Make sure you go check her out on social media at I'm Coco Mash on Twitter, as well as Nicolette Mashile on Instagram. I promise you, you will learn so much. And